USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed ampartisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6 committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs, the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. And it will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Because technology will allow it, NBC broadcasters will not be going to China to call the 2022 Winter Olympics.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. One NBC host will travel to Beijing to cover the first few days of the games before heading to Los Angeles to cover the Super Bowl. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Workers on Wednesday dismantled a giant statue of President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York City's American Museum of Natural History. The equestrian statue of Theodore Roosevelt, commissioned in 1925 and unveiled to the public in 1940, the New York City Public Design Commission voted last June to remove it. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The COVID tests that should have been ready to go this winter were not. Reports are saying President Biden's administration spent COVID testing funds on housing illegal immigrants to the tune of $2 billion. Putting illegal immigrants ahead of U.S. citizens has one congressman calling it feckless. Republican Representative Ben Klein from Virginia on Newsmax Wednesday afternoon.
This administration has handled the COVID testing scandal in a terrible way, putting lives at risk and making Americans wonder who's at the till here, who's in charge of this administration. It's certainly not Joe Biden. His administration has been feckless and wandering when it comes to using this test money, which was allocated by Congress, and instead he's allowed radicals in his administration to redirect this money to provide support and housing for illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's not something that Americans want to see, and I think that there's a majority in Congress right now ready to take action to make sure that taxpayers' money is spent wisely.
2-1-0. Ignition. And liftoff.
A package of 49 Starlink satellites that rode a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit Tuesday night from Florida included the 2,000th spacecraft to launch into SpaceX's broadband internet network. In all, 2,042 satellites now surround the planet. The latest Starlink mission was the 35th dedicated Falcon 9 launch to build out the network. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.